Chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. After certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people who were with him, and moved him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the war." Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first for the word of the Lord." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I wait?" They said, "Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't there a prophet of the Lord besides, that we may inquire of him?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat said, "Don't let the king say this." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Go get quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron and said, "Thus says the Lord, with these you shall push the Syrians until they are consumed." All the prophets prophesied this way, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." The messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth. Let your word therefore please be like one of theirs, and you speak good also." Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, what my God says, that will I speak." When he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I wait?" He said, "Go up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." The king said to him, "How many times shall I tell you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" He said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me but evil?" Micaiah said, "Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. The Lord said, 'Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' One spoke, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. There came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, 'I will entice him.' The Lord said to him, 'How?' He said, 'I will go forth and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' He said, 'You shall entice him and shall prevail also. Go forth and do so.' Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning you." Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, "Which way did the Spirit of the Lord go from me to speak to you?" Micaiah said, "Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself." The king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, 'Thus says the king, put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I return in peace.'" Micaiah said, "If you return at all in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me." He said, "Hear, you peoples, all of you." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on your robes. The king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they turned about to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at a venture, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to the driver of the chariot, Turn your hand and carry me out of the host, for I am greatly wounded. The battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians even until the evening, and about the time of the going down of the sun, he died.